a special camp for your constitutional scholar. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's Principles and Policies. I'm Barry Cheeks, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy, and your host. Along with me today is our co-host, my Vice Chairman of the Institute, fellow analyst, good friend, Chuck Michaels. Chuck, how are you doing today?
I'm still better than you, obviously, from the sound of your voice.
Still trying to shake this thing off, yes.
That's right.
Well, today, Chuck, I wanted to do, probably today and tomorrow as well, I wanted to talk a little bit about some things that our listeners can get involved in. You know, we talk here on this program about principles, about policies. We talk about constitutional government. We talk about our founding. We talk about the issues of the day. But, you know, the one thing that we need to talk about is how our listeners can get more plugged in to this to learn more in depth about these things. We've talked about our Institute on the Constitution classes. But today, I want to talk about something very special, something that's near and dear to my heart, and I know to yours, Charles. And that is Camp American. And today we have as our special guest, Noel Dielman, who is the founder of Camp American. And Noel, thank you for coming on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me, Barry and Chuck. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good. Now, Chuck, I'm going to kind of leave this up to you to do the discussion because in the interest of full disclosure, Chuck, you're the executive director of Camp American, and so if anybody knows anything about the camp, it's going to be you, and so you can ask Noel all the questions so that we can get our listeners acclimated to what Camp American's all about, why it's here, and how they can get involved.
Also, in the interest of full disclosure, I would tell everyone that Noel is my sister, so this is kind of... This is a kind of a family affair. And if we break into a fight in the middle, it won't be anything new.
And in the interest of family harmony, I need to say she's your younger sister.
That's right. I'm the oldest. We're 240 miles apart, so neither one of us can throw a punch. We're doing this by the miracle of Skype. We really appreciate you taking the time. Well, I know you're very busy. You might give a plug for your business for anybody who might just happen to hear us in Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, I am currently a licensed massage therapist. I am an independent contractor out of Blairwood Tennis, Swim, and Fitness in Louisville, Kentucky. If anybody is listening in Louisville, I would love to hear from you. And you can reach me at 502-291-1120.
Great. Very good.
We're a full-service radio program here, ladies and gentlemen. Not only can you learn about the Constitution, but you can get a massage from a licensed massage therapist. Now, Noel, I know you probably work on a margin, so there's no way you can cut a discount to any of the listeners for mentioning the program. But
well, she does do some of that, but not currently.
Okay.
So, Noel, thanks for that. I know that I will speak very highly of your massage capabilities. I want you to tell people, because this is kind of interesting to me, because I was not involved for about the first year or so of Camp American. I want you to tell me how it is you came about to start camp.
Well, there were a core group of us that were involved with another similar type camp. And circumstances changed within that camp in that they stopped allowing a nightly Bible study with Protestant students and a rosary with Catholic students. They just banned it. And when a stink was made, for lack of a better word, they then modified the rule and said that students could have their own Bible study or rosary, but no staff members were to be involved. The idea behind that camp was that we were supposed to be restoring virtue to America and returning America to its founding principles. So we were all a little stunned by this action, and it seemed to us that they were behaving a lot like the public schools rather than a camp that was trying to return America to its original foundation. So the group of us got together and said, you know, we can do this and we can do it better. And it was by divine providence, I am convinced, that we managed to pull the camp together and we rented the camp and started our very first camp with 21 students. And that was, we acquired those 21 students by literally going out, talking to homeschooling parents, talking to anybody who would listen to us and explain to them what we were doing. And those 21 students came the first year and has grown every year ever since.
Let our listeners know, was the failure in the old camp system that you were in? And again, full disclosure, I am a veteran of that camp system of about 40 years ago now. That's kind of scary to admit. 1972 was the first one I went to. Was the failure an actual institutional failure of the group that was running it?
Yes, it was a failure. And the reason that I say it's a failure is because I, too, was a student. My first camp was 1975 or 1974, one of those years. And if that camp system had remained in place, the organization that was behind that camp system should have been growing exponentially as youth were coming up through the ranks of the camps, becoming adults, getting married, having children. That organization should have continued to grow exponentially. And yet that organization is hardly a bleep on the radar screen anymore.
Let's get right to the heart of the issue. I think the motto of this group, we won't mention who they are. You may recognize them from this motto. But basically the motto of the group is less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world, which essentially I think says it all, because it says that we can do it, God. We just ask you to pitch in every once in a while and help us drag the rope, when in fact, I think that our personal philosophies have changed rather drastically since our earlier days when we may have bought into that particular motto. And it's more like, God, please use me to do the work that you have laid out for me. And I'm here, and we're here to pass the word along to the next generation. Would you not say that really what we're trying to do is, I know we've recently changed the motto to our camp. Do you remember what it is? Because I changed it. I consulted with you on it, but I changed it. Do you remember what it is?
No.
Our motto is training our country's future leaders in a comprehensive Christian worldview and how to apply it.
Really? Is that our new motto?
Yeah, we... It was where God's truth
and patriotism go hand in hand. Yeah.
I know that our philosophy at camp has changed a little bit since we first started, because when we first started it, we emphasized patriotism. And now, over the last, I don't know what, maybe 7 or 8 years, we're really emphasizing Christian worldview instead. Mm-hmm. And I think that that has been far more successful. Unfortunately, it has also cost us some support, because I think that would you agree that there have been some people who've withdrawn because we basically refuse to become shills for the Republican Party?
Yes. There are people who hold this false idea that Republicans can come in and save the day, but they proved it in the 90s that they can't. And that they won't, and that we're being run over the cliff. One group is doing it at 50, and the other's doing it at 90, but we're still going over the cliff.
You know, Chuck, this reminds me of that quote by Robert Louis Dabney that we talked about on an earlier program. Sure. About how conservatism just accedes to the innovation of the progressive liberals and just does it a little slower, but still always gets there. They're just driving a little slower to the same edge of the cliff.
Right.
Okay, let's go back. Noel, why don't you tell us a little bit about camp itself? Give us what Camp America is and what it's all about, where it's held, you know, when during the year, and then we can talk maybe and give our listeners some idea about how they can go about getting in contact with you to get signed up for camp.
Okay. Camp American is a one-week educational and recreational camp. It is held at Pokagon State Park in Angola, Indiana, which is in the northeast corner of Indiana, every year, generally sometime in June. This year, I believe the camp dates are later than normal.
The dates this year are June 24th through the 30th. That's June 24th through the 30th.
But basically, what we are trying to do is to raise up an army of godly leaders, people that understand how the government was designed to work by the founding fathers. We want students that are going to become leaders that understand the Constitution and original intent, as well as the principles, the biblical principles behind our founding documents and the original ideals held by our founding fathers, most of them. And how we do this, we take students and we give them classes in these various topics. We have a variety of topics that are covered that pertain to this particular information, but we also give them a whole lot of recreation. So we seem to have struck a really good balance. Our students spend the time between breakfast and lunch in three classes. They have three classes in the morning. And then from lunch to dinner, they have recreation time, and there are just a variety of things for them to do. But it's free time, and they get to choose what they want to do, if they want to go water skiing or hiking or swimming. We have a variety of things for them to do, but it's their choice. All of the activities are supervised by adult staff members. And then from after dinner, we have another class, and then we have a group activity where the whole camp comes together and we do something fun. And then we finish the evening with a campfire, which is a lot of fun, but it's also a teaching time. And our campfire director, Bill Hill, always has some interesting lesson or story to tell, usually about the founding fathers or something that is character building, something along those lines. But we do seem to have struck the perfect balance, because the students that come to Camp American love Camp American, and they come back year after year after year. And
sometimes back as counselors, yeah.
And some of them do become counselors. Our counselors are hand selected. We do not hire anyone to be a counselor that we do not personally know, that we haven't worked with for at least 1 year. We just are very, very selective about our staff. And we're very selective about the people that we choose to bring in as counselors, because we take the care of other people's children very, very seriously.
That's very good, because, you know, in this day and age, I think a lot of parents are very hesitant to ship their kids off to things. But there's an extra little feature about Camp American that I think is very important, and it's one that, you know, our family takes advantage of. And yes, for purposes of full disclosure, I and my family attend Camp American as well. I actually, they let me actually teach every once in a while, and don't let that hold you back from coming to camp, because they don't unleash me too much at camp. But the point is, though, well, that you have an option for parents, you know, and what is the tuition rate for a student to come to camp is how much?
The regular tuition rate, I believe, is $300. But
right.
If you get your registration during the early bird period, it's $250, I believe, or $275. And if you are a parent who wants to come to camp but does not want to come to camp as a camper, because we do take adult campers as well, you can volunteer to be a kitchen staff or a staff assistant or something along those lines, and then your children come at a greatly reduced price. That is one option for families that maybe there are a lot of children and they just really couldn't afford to come any other way, is for a parent to come along and work in the kitchen. And then their children come at a greatly reduced price. We also offer a large family discount. So if you have three or more children coming from the same, if they're all brothers and sisters, immediate family, then we do have a large family discount. And it escapes me right now what the tuition is. Chuck, do you know?
I remember right, you give $100 or $125 off on a kitchen volunteer.
Right. And I think Chuck and Noel both, you can find that information on the Camp American website, correct?
Yes, that's right. That
website is?
www.campamerican.com. And that's Camp American with an N. If you go to campamerica.com, you're going to find a camping supply store. It's not what you want.
And all that may help you out with going to Camp American, it won't get you to Camp American. Excellent. So folks can go to campamerican.com to check that out. Also, I know we're running out of time here for today's program. So, Noel, I wanted to ask you if you could come back tomorrow and we could talk a little bit more about some of the particulars about what's being taught at Camp American when they send their students.
Absolutely. I would be happy to come back tomorrow.
Join us tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.